saw the pattern. Dad beat up Mum. She cleared the mess. And all of us, her, Dad, the kids, the neighbours, pretended everything was normal. My anger made me quiver. By silently accepting the beatings, Mum was trying to protect the honour of my father and the family. It happened at least once a month. Tepid curry, weak tea, wrinkled clothing, dust on the rim of a guest's cup. We were a tree with spreading branches and a rotting core. I lived in the hope that things would get better, that Dad would become the loving father I dreamed him to be. He would stop beating Mum. He would notice me. He would praise me, just once, for my Quran recitals. Life would be good if I could just be good enough. My kindergarten teachers reported that I was kind, but far too shy. The same was true at home. Whenever guests came, I would hide in my room and read. I hardly ever spoke to my brothers. And with my father, the only communication I ever had was my Quran lessons or the orders he barked at me. School was a much happier place than home, and I always tried to excel. The headmaster was named Bill Hicks, and he had wild, curly hair and a brown moustache. He taught PE, and in his spare time he refereed for several local soccer clubs. Each morning, Mr. Hicks sat at the front of the school assembly hall and told us a story in his strong, booming voice. His tales were about everything and anything. Growing up in nearby Keeley, going fishing in the rivers as a lad, playing soccer with his childhood friends, hiking with his dad in the hills, or going on an expedition to the seaside. Even though a lot of us couldn't relate directly to what Mr. Hicks was saying, his words captivated us. His childhood, and especially his relationship with his parents, was alien to us. It was as if he was telling us about a different world. But that just made it all the more magical and thrilling. Yet despite the longing his stories conjured in me, I could hardly go home and say to my parents, "Why don't we go fishing like Mr. Hicks did when he was a kid? Or visit the seaside? Why can't we do those things?" I decided the life of carefree family fun that Mr. Hicks described was what white people did. Neither of my parents ever told us stories about their own childhoods. Mum used